Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Welcome, listeners, to this empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm Chrissy Gibbs, Army Wife Network's content curator, and this is episode number 921. Joining me today is my fellow Western New Yorker, Kayla Gebline, aka Army Wife Network's social media coordinator.
Hi, Chrissy, and thanks for that warm welcome. I'm excited to be hanging out with you today because we have a great show to share. Listeners, grab a beverage of your choice and settle in, or lace up your shoes if you're listening while getting a workout, and get ready for your weekly dose of military life empowerment. On today's show, we'll hear an interview conducted by Army Wife Network content editor Kathleen Palmer, as she chats with our guest, Jennifer Herbeck from Moving with Millie, an organization that focuses on helping military families during a PCS.
Kayla, I'm so glad to be hosting with you today as well. Actually, before we go any further, tell us, what has military life been thrown at you lately? Give me a quick sit rep. Situational report.
Well, actually, I'm really excited that we're doing this episode because my husband just got an RFO, request for orders, to next duty station. And so we're pretty pumped about that. Yes. Yep. And I haven't done a PCS in it's been a while, I feel like, even though.
Yeah, you've been in Georgia for some time.
Yeah. So I'm definitely, this was a great interview to listen to and to just like get my feet wet again and figure it all out, because it's just going to I feel like it all comes at you at once when you do this. So.
Yeah, you're going to need to listen in closely. I definitely loved moving with Millie. I had sought them out in the past, and it helped me get through my last PCS a lot because, I mean, it was a totally new one for me as well. I was going OCONUS, which I had never done going overseas. And so there were a few extra steps that I was confused about.
Yeah.
And they just kind of helped me out with that. As an all-volunteer organization with volunteers literally around the world, it's always great to catch up when we can. Now, let's catch up on some of the latest news from our News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Wife Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Kayla. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Defense released its first official social media use policy. The new policy spells out from the highest levels of the defense community how DoD military and civilian personnel should use official social media accounts to best advance the mission of the U.S. military and further instill trust in the credibility of the DoD. It's long overdue, said Andy Orr, Director of Digital Media for the Office of the Secretary of Defense. There have been efforts in the past to do this, but in an organization of this size and magnitude, you need to fully coordinate and ensure all viewpoints are heard and represented. We wanted to make sure the services were collaborators from the very beginning. Read more at defense.gov. Welders are in demand, and Tulsa Welding School believes veterans are the key to tackling that shortage, reported military.com. A lot of companies need welders, and they're coming to Tulsa Welding School to hire them, said Les Davis, Tulsa Welding School's Director of Military Services. CSX Railroad needs welders. Ingalls Shipbuilding is on campus every other week. SpaceX, General Dynamics, Bainbridge Excel, from top to bottom, everyone needs welders. Service members transitioning out of the military can now take an 18-week welding course where they will learn the different types of welds, different materials, and different tools. Service members who want to attend the program at Tulsa Welding School during their DoD SkillBridge timeframe can be approved for permissive TDY and receive military pay and benefits while attending the school. Learn more at military.com. MOA, the Military Officers Association of America, interviewed Captain Catherine Sullivan, USNR retired, who was the first American woman to walk in space and also the first woman to dive to the Challenger Deep in the Mariana Trench. While at NASA, Sullivan flew on 3 space shuttle missions, spending more than 500 hours. She was also part of the team that launched, rescued, repaired, and maintained the Hubble Space Telescope, reported MOA. I'm going to encourage you to hop over to moa.org to read the interview, but I'm going to leave you with a quote from Sullivan. "We're all kind of wired to that broad vista. It's why we all stop at lookout points on the mountain. We want to see the wider view." And believe it or not, there's more to that quote. So hop on over to moa.org to read up on this really empowering interview. And this week in history, on August 22, 1864, the first Geneva Convention was held. According to History.com, the Geneva Convention was a series of international diplomatic meetings that produced a number of agreements, in particular, the humanitarian law of armed conflicts. A group of international laws for the humane treatment of wounded or captured military personnel, medical personnel, and non-military civilians during war or armed conflicts. A key leader in this landmark agreement was Genevan businessman Henry Dunant, who also had a hand in forming the first Red Cross. The first treaty was signed by 12 nations and was significantly modified after World War II. Currently, 196 countries have agreed to abide by the Geneva Convention. Learn more at history.com. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thanks to Jolene for making sure we always have up-to-date news for this military life. Now, Chrissy, what's our resource recon for this week?
Well, this week's resource recon is all about the plethora of free resources found on our Army Wife Network website. New to the military section is something that I wish I had when I was a young military spouse, Clueless and drowning in acronyms. Thankfully, I was interested in learning more and honestly began enrolling in every class ACS offered, but I still feel like I'm learning new things each year.
I agree. Our new to the military list, I feel like, is very thorough. And I was going back just to reevaluate myself, and I stumbled upon the Military OneSource new spouse checklist. And Military OneSource has been a great website anyways, and I did not know that they sort of had this checklist. It's definitely something worth looking at if you are new to this lifestyle.
Definitely.
But I love living this mill spouse life, and sometimes I even need a dose of empowerment. It is one of our Army Wife Network pillars. So let's check in with our Army Wife Network Empowerment Agent, Amanda Bicknies, for this week's Empowerment Patrol Report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today we are showcasing one of our volunteers who is an MRE winner. And by the way, that stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. So a huge congratulations to Army Wife Network Command Team member, our new 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt. Jolene is a writer, editor, and graphic designer. She co-owns a business with her retired teacher dad, creating hands-on resources for elementary and middle school teachers. Jolene has been married to her extroverted husband, Phil, for more than 11 years. Phil recently jumped ship as an AGR soldier in the Wisconsin Army National Guard and re-enlisted in the Big Army with 17 years of active duty service. Jolene and Phil have an elementary-aged son, Finn, who loves Legos, math, and reading. Jolene enjoys traveling, reading, and making allergy-friendly recipes for Finn. Despite her introverted nature, Jolene loves hosting friends and family. You can find her volunteering or playing with a pup or two during her spare time. Find her on Instagram at JoleneMichelle1. So much thanks goes out to our very own Jolene. Thank you so much for doing your part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
A heartfelt congratulations to Jolene. She will receive some sweet swag from Army Wife Network, as well as a permanent spot on our website in our empowerment gallery.
I know of someone else that is motivated and ready to empower. This week's guest, Jennifer Herbeck from Moving with Millie. Let's turn it over to Kathleen and Jennifer right now.
Hello, Hello, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Kathleen Palmer, military spouse and Army Wife Network content editor, joining you today. If we said PCS time can be stressful and overwhelming, no one in our community would be shocked. But even among the intensity of all things PCS, there is an organization that helps you feel calm, collected, and confident going into it. I'm excited to be talking with today's guest, Jennifer Herbeck, the base guide writer for Millie. At Millie, they're flipping the script and saying that with a great team, you don't have to be stressed and overwhelmed. It's a bold statement, but they've got a great team that's been there, done that so many times that they've lost count. They've devoted themselves to equipping military families, creating useful resources, and cultivating networks of PCS experts to help make this easier. Today's guest, Jennifer Herbeck, is an Army spouse and a mom to four kids and one poodle. She's one of those rare souls that loves moving and thinks cardboard boxes, packing paper, and inventory sheets are exciting. She has logged more than 22 moves so far and looks forward to exploring more new places, one PCS at a time. Her passion is cheering on fellow military families and equipping them with the information they need to navigate military life. Jennifer, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you here and have some type of expert, especially during this. We're in the middle of the PCS season, kind of nearing the end. And it's hectic time. Lots of military families move across the country, even though they do it all year round, especially now. And I'm not sure if anyone listening has been on the blogs or any of the spouse pages, but it seems like it's been a little crazy of a PCS season this year.
Yeah.
So what better person to give us advice than someone who has moved a crazy amount of times? Your bio says that you've moved more than 22 times. I'm laughing because, like, how is this possible? And what's the longest you've ever lived somewhere?
Yeah. So 22-ish. Truthfully, I quit counting at some point because it just got complicated. As a child, I moved almost every summer growing up. So when I married my soldier, the 2 to 3 year pace for Army life actually felt a little bit slower than what I was used to. So yeah, it was kind of an adjustment. Honestly, I think that consecutively, JBLM was our longest duty station together that we were in one spot for the same block of time. But we've been assigned to Fort Benning 3 times. So if you count all of those times all together, I've accumulated 5 years at Benning as a longest that I've lived somewhere. So I don't know. Like I said, sometimes it's complicated. So I'm going to claim JBLM and Lewis as my longest assignments and the longest I've lived anywhere.
Well, no, but you absolutely, if you have to move out and move back in, it completely counts as a PCS, even though if you come back to the same house. But that's amazing. And, you know, being, you said you were a military brat, is that correct?
My dad actually worked for the government. My husband was military brat. When my parents got married, my dad was in the Army and my mom said, yes, I'll marry you, but I'm not moving every 2 to 3 years the way those Army types do. So instead, he got a government job and moved every year. So she likes to joke that you should be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, no kidding. And your mom sounded like that was a smart woman negotiating herself at the beginning. Yep. There. Well, you know, since you've had so many PCS experiences, maybe you just pick one, your craziest one, for our listeners who are probably in the throes of theirs right now. But what was your craziest?
Okay. One of the hardest was one time when we were so desperate to secure housing that we looked at a rental that still had police evidence tape on the exterior doors and windows. And I was like, yes, this house is available and it's under BIH. I think this could work.
Oh, my God.
I know, it was that bad.
Well, but you know, it's funny. That's like your desperation mode at some point. The crime has already happened. Time to move on. It's okay.
Right. You know, we had a toddler. I was pregnant. We had been in temporary quarters, like paying out of pocket for housing, you know, a hotel for a while. And there was just nothing available. So I was totally going to go for it. And my husband was like, I think we aren't quite this level of desperate. And I was like, I'm not sure we're not.
Yeah, it definitely depends on the season you're in for sure.
Yep.
did you ever have one that like maybe really kind of like really stuck with you? Like, this is so hard, but it's going to be over soon. Like anyone like that, where you just couldn't wait to get through it.
The longest one that I couldn't wait to get through that really did take forever was Oconus. We moved to Germany And about 5 weeks after we arrived, I was standing on our kitchen counter. I was putting finishing touches on this really great accent wall, bright red, in my kitchen. Ooh. And we still hadn't received our furniture yet. And my husband came home. And while I was still standing on the counter, dropped the news that he had just been told we were moving back to the U.S. In about 6 months. And so I spent a solid like year and a half in some stage of going to Germany and back from Germany that year. That was really, really, really hard. And
That was heartbreaking.
It was.
Oh, that must have been. And did he take you back to somewhere like Benning or Lewis, or did you go somewhere else that time?
We went to Kansas that time. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, yeah, I'm sure our listeners are probably nodding their heads or just, you know, those are some pretty extreme experiences, from crime tape to, you know, back on the boat. Wow. Well, so I guess that kind of leads me into my next question, was all of these experiences that you had, how does that lead into your content development for Millie?
Yeah. So when the opportunity came up to write for Millie, I really loved the idea that I had this opportunity to take these experiences and make sure others can benefit from them. These stories are funny now and I can laugh about them because they are long gone. But at the time, I was definitely not laughing. It was hard. It was scary to be without good housing options and to have tiny kids and just feel adrift. It was exhausting moving and having to do all of that over again. An Okonos move is so many like things to juggle.
Right. Yeah. Moving parts. Yeah.
So, you know, my husband's been in the Army almost 19 years. So at this point, I feel like I have, you know, accumulated stories from myself, from my friends. And, you know, there are others that just haven't had that opportunity to do that, that can benefit from, you know, some of my misadventures. I also happen to be a giant nerd and I really, really, really love researching random things. So between the two, Millie is the perfect outlet to share my lessons and my love of research with other military families.
Now that's awesome though, but I understand that feeling too. We've been in for about 25, but it's that all these things are always funnier with perspective and some time between them, but then using that to help other spouses, which is what you're doing now, is just amazing. You talked a little bit about what I was kind of going to get into next about things during a PCS, and that's stressors. And I think you mentioned having young kids and things, but what do you think are the biggest stressors for families that are getting ready to PCS?
Yeah. Well, first everything, but I will narrow it down. I think securing housing, that is like the elephant in the room. Once you secure housing and kind of know your plan there, I feel like my stress threshold kind of drops. Everything sort of falls into place once you have that housing piece lined up. Related to housing is finances, of course. And then I do think those family factors would be the second thing that I pick, is that as spouses, as moms, we are so focused on our family and getting them settled. I carry a lot of worry for my kids during the moves. Will they have friends? Are there activities for them? What are they going to love about our new area? So anything I can do during a move process that helps them feel connected and stable and like optimistic about this move coming takes a burden off my shoulders. So when I'm researching for military families, for our base guides, those are the things that I tend to focus on. Like, what do you need to do to stabilize yourself during this move?
Well, and I've been through your site and I, you know, of course did my research before, and your base guides are awesome. And just, you know, just your whole website, the way it's set up is very user-friendly. And if people are lost or they find out what their duty station is going to be, it's a great starting point. So as you start to begin your PCS, let's talk about, because when I mean, back in the day, we didn't have the internet. That's how old I am. And so really, you didn't have that option to even kind of research that very quickly. But like now, what is your process? So like if you're getting orders and you start to approach a PCS, what is like actually your process?
Yeah, Google is my best friend in this. I need to get the lay of the land first. And this is the approach that I take for base guides too, is I look at big picture. where is the installation located? What are the popular housing areas on post and off post? You know, what's the commute like? Where are the gates? Where is my soldier going to be working? What are school options for the kids? Where am I going to be spending my time for kids' activities? Because that at this point in my life is kind of what I do most of the time, driving kids between activities.
Right.
What areas can I afford? What areas are going to break the bank? That gives me my big picture view of the area. And then I can start focusing my efforts to particular areas and I can, you know, eliminate things that don't make sense for my family. Like I know my family's, you know, I am not in a stage of life where I'm going to be hitting the big nightlife spots. So I probably don't want to be living within walking distance of that. So maybe I want to live in an area that's got great parks. And that's sort of how I'll start narrowing.
Well, one thing I loved on your website that I saw, you know, when I went into the base guides is I love the commute tab, like the commute time tab to me, because I looked at Fort Hood, because that's, I've spent like you with Benning, I've spent numerous times at Fort Hood. And that I looked at all the different gates that you had, the commute time from different neighborhoods. And I was just like, that is such a great thing too, because we say this house is great or this neighborhood or this school is great. But then there's that factor of how much time will my soldier be on the road, you know, or my spouse be on the road. So I think that's an awesome tab to put all the information's great, but I was really excited about that one.
Yeah. It's super useful. I'm glad that's that connects with you. Yeah. We spend a lot of time mapping out locations.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Well, they say that most military spouses, they move like 10 times or more frequently. And obviously you're a little exception to the rule than their civilian counterparts. But it's great to hear how you approach a PCS, knowing how many you've already been through. So that's like expert time. We're going to dive deeper into the base guides and Millie Scouts in just a few minutes. But first, listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Millie, visit their website at GoMillie, and that's MILLIE.com, or connect with them on social media via Facebook at GoMillie or Twitter at GoMillie_com. Don't worry if you miss any of this. The links are always in our show notes and you can pop back and see them anytime you need to. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. We are continuing our conversation with Jennifer Herbeck about how Millie can support your PCS journeys. Jennifer, before the break, we were chatting about your approach to PCSing and what you do to prepare. And you've lived so many different places. But what I really want to know is, like, how do you put all this information for the base guides together if you've never been there?
So we joke that we mentally PCS. And it's kind of funny when I go through this process, by the time I finish writing a base guide, I'm basically convinced that my family and I should move there. So I literally take every single step that anyone else would go through in these. Like I said before, Google, totally my best friend. I do a lot of Googling. I start by checking out the installation, who the major units are that go there, that, you know, what the major tenant units are, what that, you know, I'm familiar with like a certain type of Army. My husband has a job, so I kind of know the Army through the lens of that job. But at some of these installations, there are other jobs that have a different pace and a different schedule of life. So I kind of do a little digging on that to see what life looks like for them. Right now we're at a base with lots of aviators and they do night flying, which is not something that I ever had a context for until we came here. So families here really worry about what the roads are like at night when their soldier is driving back after a late shift.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I never would have thought of that either.
No. Yeah. It's really different. Just like how many versions of Army life there are. So that's something I like to know, what that flavor of Army life looks like at that particular installation, and where those service members are likely to be working. Then I do what we talked about before, mapping out those key gates, hunting down the key shopping areas, those commute times, we check them not just for whenever we happen to be Googling, but, you know, we check them at different times of day. We check them under different traffic conditions, because there are some areas of the country where, you know, Northern Virginia is sort of infamous for this. I lived up that area for a while. You do plan your life around commuting up there and the rush hours.
You actually live in like little pods up there, like areas. Yep.
Totally. You know, I also look for things like we all want to know where the best, you know, where the Target is or what our grocery store options are, major medical centers, doctor's office, ballet studios, baseball fields, ice hockey rinks, like any other random points of interest that might interest a family. They tend to cluster in areas, you know. And then even for service members that aren't hauling kids around the country, I do indulge. I used to be young and hip and cool. And so I look to see where the, like the nightlife spots are, the major concert venues, the best restaurants in the area. That way, you know, even if your life isn't kid centric like mine is, you know, I can still figure out what might be interesting to you and where you might want to be. Major recreation, if you're into hiking or boating, some areas are really big on and known for certain outdoor activities. So what are those things that draw people? Then we start deep diving the housing market, and we'll look at neighborhoods. We look at price ranges compared to BAH. That's huge right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lots of discussions there about BAH, race, and affordability. Commute time, schools for kids, both public and private. And then, you know, we're military spouses. We've got people everywhere. So
yes, we do.
Yeah. I frequently reach out to my personal contacts that have lived in a location and I ask them, here's what I know about the area. What am I missing? What do you think someone coming in needs to know? And so I glean information from them as well. And then Millie also has developed really great relationships with local real estate agents, and they will frequently give us feedback on the guides that we can incorporate into the guides to make them better and more in sync with what is happening in that location.
I was going to say too, there's so much on your website that I had no idea that was available to get a little help on. And I'm going to come back to that at the end on one thing in particular, but you mentioned, you know, calling your experts, you know, dialing a friend or whatever, but the boots on the ground experience that our fellow spouses have really can't compare. You know, the information is amazing and it's a great place to start, but that boots on the ground experience. So you have suggestions for that, obviously, but you also have developed what's called a Millie Scout. So could you maybe talk to us a little bit about what they do? And for any of our listeners, if there's something they're interested in either contacting one or being one, maybe you could talk about that as well.
Absolutely. So we actually have kind of two options, depending on what you're looking for like a boots on the ground. If you don't have someone in that area, or you want someone that's really specialized in what they do, one option is Agent Heroes, and they're real estate professionals that are also like deeply entrenched in military life. They're veterans, they're military spouses, but I love that they are both experts in that community because that's their real estate market and community, and they know that, but they also really, really, really understand what this crazy army life is like. So they're an option. And then we also have our scouts. Military scouts are, you know, military spouses that have been vetted by Millie to make sure they've got a deep interest in helping military families, that they've got a great view of their area, but they are available to do any kind of boots on the ground support you need. I used them when we owned a property and I needed help managing my rental. They, even something simple like going out and unlocking the door for an HVAC repair tech to go in while we are away, but they can also do house walkthroughs. If you want some eyes on a property you're considering and you can't be there, they'll go through the house and take pictures or do a FaceTime with you so that you can see everything. They'll do a property drive-by if you just want someone to check it out before you make the effort to drive to the area to look at it. They can even, you know, pick up keys if you've signed a lease remotely and you need someone to just grab the keys for you, they can do that. So they'll help both on the property manager side, if you own a property that you can help with, but also with that real estate kind of and property hunting process too. So scouts are really flexible and kind of interesting. It was always the thing that I sort of wished I had before I realized that they had it. Sometimes you just need someone to help with these odd little tasks.
Yeah. And it's funny because those kind of opportunities seem to grow out of need, all those things that we wish we had, and now we have them. And it's amazing. I think I'm not saying that being a military spouse now in this present moment is easier, but it actually might be because there's so many things that have been taken away, you know, that you had to do on your own that now services are available. And I think one of the Milli Scouts actually came and viewed my house when we put it on the market at Fort Hood. And I'm actually remembering that now, which is pretty awesome. So on your website, you talk a little bit about the Agent Heroes and you also talk about the Milli Scouts. And I see there's a link there that if someone's interested in becoming a Milli Scout, because that is, I believe it's a part-time job opportunity that can go through Milli.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all contract based. So they are, you know, paid just per job. So it's very flexible for spouses. They can sign on and, you know, as somebody comes available, they can take it and schedule it kind of in cooperation with the client.
Well, I advise all of our listeners. I mean, I'm sure most of our listeners Google as they listen anyway, but I'm pretty sure they're already on Milli. But as far as I saw that you have a blog on Milli, and I kind of didn't really deep dive, but I saw a lot of your topics were just amazing. They're amazingly relevant to, you know, things that are going on today. So if you had to give one piece of advice that you would give to a military spouse, maybe who's new to military life, maybe it's their first or second PCS, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I would say take the time and learn your entitlements, learn how the PCS process works and all the steps and how the orders are done. Learn how your PCS entitlements and reimbursements work to keep your budget on track. And then learn what your family needs. Really spend some time to reflect on what you need to make life make sense for you after the move. Invest in yourself and in your family. I think you will never go wrong with that.
That's amazing advice. And I would have to say that you capture the essence of that. One of the things on the Milli website is, I think the tag phrase is bringing military families home. And it's funny because, you know, that whole, the cheesy cliche, you know, home is where your hat is or home is where your heart is or whatever it is true. We have to make a new home every 2 years or even more frequently. So I think your organization does an amazing job with that. I'm super excited for our listeners to have that. And can you give us any more resources they need to go to if they want to find more information besides the ones that we mentioned earlier?
So there's something new coming across our website. You'll see references on our website and our social media. We're launching a masterclass. It's a self-paced online course that covers all the basics of PCSing. So a lot of those things I mentioned about like the process and getting your orders and your entitlements and reimbursements and, you know, all the steps that you need to go through and even tips on how to like pack and manage your household goods shipments. It's all in there. It's really fun. I've been working through it as part of the preview process, and Kelly Artis does such a great job talking you through it. So I think that's a great resource.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's what I wanted to bring up earlier, is that being a homeowner in the military and then renting your house out, you have a video on there for homeowners too, who are, you know, or landlords. And I think, oh, I wish I would have had that back then. That would have been so great. So yes, listeners, if you have a chance, that's a great part of their website is the masterclass videos. So make sure that you visit that as well. So Jennifer, our time's coming to an end, and our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. And we always want to hear what empowerment means to our guests. So tell us how you would complete the following sentence. Empowerment is blank.
Empowerment is knowledge. Arm yourself and you can manage anything that comes your way. I firmly believe that. And I will spend any amount of time equipping military spouses and helping them have the knowledge they need to succeed.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming onto the show and letting our listeners know about Milli and ways to make their PCS less stressful. And always thank you for what you do for our military community, not just as a spouse, but what you have brought to the community of spouses and what you continue to help with every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it and had fun chatting with you.
Thanks again. And now let's swing back over to our Army Wife Talk Radio hosts as with their thoughts on today's conversation.
Thanks again to Jennifer Herbeck for sharing empowering resources about Moving with Milli with us this week. Once again, if you would like to connect with Moving with Milli, check them out at gomilli.com, on Facebook at GoMilli, or on Instagram at The Milli Way. Well, I was super excited about this interview, like I said before, because we are PCSing, and I love that they always just give you new tips and new tricks to sort of get you going and help, like, yes, just like where to start, sort of.
I know. She kind of laid out basically what's in everybody's brain when they get those orders. Like, okay, when I get to a new location, what am I looking for? You know, like my housing, what location do I want to be in? Do I need schooling? Do I like sports or parks? You know, all the things that you'd want to think about. And I love that they have kind of like, they have this boots on the ground thing where they are able to show you and help you in certain locations. It's really nice to kind of have a helping hand when you aren't nearby.
Agreed, because now with this upcoming PCS that I have, I've never had to like worry about living near a park or a playground, or like that was just not something I really cared about before. But now that I have my girls, I'm like, all right, well, living near a playground would be kind of nice to just like walk to one day. Or we're not really worrying about school districts yet, but that's also going to be a whole new thing that we're going to have to worry about eventually. So it's nice that they sort of condense it and like make it just easily downloadable right to your brain.
Yeah. And I actually just checked Fort Drum on their website, and they have so much information like commute time from different locations, if you're going to be living on or off post, you know, like neighborhood life, which one, like what you're kind of looking for. It's really nice that they kind of lay it out there for you, and you can find someone that's nearby to like help you look at houses, maybe like FaceTime you. Obviously you don't need that. You do have family nearby, but
yeah,
if somebody might go somewhere, like, you know, when you move to El Paso and you don't know anybody nearby, you have somebody FaceTime you. That's pretty helpful.
Exactly. I completely agree. I really think it's a nice, like, they pretty much like hold your hand the whole way through. I think it's just so great.
I love that. Well, we're nearing the end of our show. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to check out our weekly Facebook Live, Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment, every Thursday at noon Eastern. You can also check the audio version of this or any of our many podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, or right on our website. Tune into our next full-length episode of Army Wife Talk Radio next Monday, when our Army Wife Network Command Team member, Annie Pierce, will be interviewing Shelley Rood, the creator of Others Over Self. It's a program that values selfless service. We can't wait to hear what spice they add to your mill spouse life.
Thank you once again for hanging out with us today. We invite you to consider joining our Army Wife Network team. If you're interested in joining our band of bloggers or being a guest on this podcast, please email us at info@armywifenetwork.com.
Whether you're in a season of hurry up and wait, embracing the suck, or keeping calm and soldiering on, thank you for letting us be a part of your mill spouse squad. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.